Good morning, good afternoon. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same. Today is March the 4th, Wednesday, Daily Bread 2026. March the 4th, 2026, Wednesday. We welcome you. Whatever time you're coming in to receive this message, we welcome you and we thank you so much for coming to the filling station, the oasis, the booth camp, and the rivers of living water. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and power and his ability. So we thank you so much. We love you. Father, we begin this message knowing that all the people that will hear this message, Father, are not only hearers, but they're doers, because doers get the results. So, Father, we honor your word. We honor you, Father. We honor your presence, Father. You are the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides and lives in us today, Father. We thank you for the great companion for our journey today, Father. I thank you that you, Father, supply all our needs according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Thank you that you give us every breath that we take. Every day we thank you for the life and the breath that you give us. You are our creator, Father God, the creator of heaven and earth that made us in your image to fulfill your assignment that you placed upon our lives, Father. To fulfill your plan and destiny for our lives, and to run our race that you fulfill from the beginning of time, that we should run our race, Father God, do our assignment, and do the destiny that you called us. We thank you so much that it's your authority and power and ability that you've given us that we may run this race in our assignment and your plan with joy, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, the finisher of our faith, Father. How we love you, Father, and how you made us to sit in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and mights, and dominions. And you've given us the greatest name. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a powerful name. What a majestic name that you've given us, Father, to use here on earth. You didn't leave us alone. You never leave us alone, Father, and you never forsake us because we know that you are our Father God, and you're the one that leads us by the great Holy Spirit that is in us, our divine companion for the journey. So we thank you so much. And Father, we thank you for the word that will go forth, that will minister to our hearts, Father. And we'll put it to use every day. Every day is a new day. And this day, you already provided everything we would ever need, Father God. In the name of Jesus, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father, you brought heaven down for us. And Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you so much that we can have heaven on earth. We can have all that heaven has, and sickness and disease has no place in our bodies. Poverty or depression or grief or sorrow or loneliness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, cannot have their place in our lives because we give you the right when we accepted you, Father. We are your children, beloved children, sons and daughters of God. And we thank you, we praise you. And Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way as we minister your word. Your word never returns powerless. It always goes forth in power to destroy and oppose anything that would come against your word. It is a two-edged sword that comes out of our mouth. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us. Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Father, for this day. We bless you and we honor you. Today we're going to be speaking on love, the great quest. And don't you know that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit? It's all about God's love that lives in us. Amen. We're going to be starting on Philippians 4:8. Finally, my brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, just, pure, whatever things are lovely, the things that are good, a good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's any praise, think on these things. Think on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report. Think on these things. Isn't that good that we can have the mind of Christ? God already gave us the answer that we can go by every day. Amen? Paul gives us a checklist that we must be met before we allow something into our thought life and mouth. It must be true, honest, just, pure, and lovely, and of a good report. A thought or a word we speak must meet each of these requirements. It may be true, but if it's not lovely, we are to reject it. It must meet what God says in His Word, His criteria. Amen? During a conversation, a minister told what they had heard a certain person say, which didn't show that person in a good light. When the minister said it, the Spirit of God said to them, "If you talk about others, you're going to get sick." What they said was true, but it wasn't lovely. Therefore, it was a step out of love, which is an open door to sickness. Isn't that good? Boy, those are gold nuggets to live by. Amen? But it wasn't lovely. Therefore, it was a step out of love, which is an open door to sickness. Even though it may be true, we shouldn't talk about other people. And I can lift up my hands and both feet, and I've been guilty of that. In the name of Jesus, so I ask you, Father, to forgive me, forgive me. We are warned in 1 Peter 3:10, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." 1 Peter 3:10, "For he that will love life and good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they may speak no guile." A sick day isn't a good day. I remember Brother Hagin saying that to us all the time when we went to Rhema. A broke day isn't a good day. Can I hear an amen? A troubled day isn't a good day, is it? No, it isn't. If we are to love life and see good days, we have to watch and guard what we do with our mouth and with our words. Can I hear an amen? This is ministering to me so much. Psalm 141, verse 3 instructs us, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips." The Holy Spirit will help us watch over our mouth, but we must not overstep and ignore Him when He checks us in our spirit. The love within us will contain us, constrain us, but we must yield to that constraint and not overstep it. Amen. The love within us will constrain us, but we must yield to that constraint and not overstep. Amen. Proverbs 30, verse 32 warns us, if you have thoughts of evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. That's the Amplified Bible. If you have a bad thought or an evil thought, lay your hand upon your mouth. We must catch a wrong thought and cast it down before it ever reaches the mouth. For once it is spoken, it is set in motion and opens the door to the devil. Did you hear that? Once it's spoken, it is set in motion and opens the door to the devil. Years ago, I was preparing for a very important event. I was to speak at that week. This is Nancy Dufresne speaking about this event. There would be about 4,000 people present, with many public officials and dignitaries in attendance. At the time, there was a flu epidemic that was widespread. And as I was preparing for the event, the devil said to me, "I'm going to make you sick." I recognized fear speaking, so I answered it back, "Oh, no, you won't, because I am healed." And I dismissed the thought. The next night, I was preaching in our church during a midweek service. During my sermon, I was getting ready to make a statement that was derogatory about another denomination. Right in the mid-sentence, the Holy Spirit gave me a strong check. I recognized it, but because I was in the mid-sentence, I finished my statement. I finished my sermon, then exit the sanctuary to go into my hospitality room. The moment I exit the sanctuary, every flu symptom came on me in full force in an instant. The symptoms didn't just gradually come, but they were all immediately on me. I recognized where I had missed it. I gathered my things and drove home. I felt so sick. As soon as I got to my house, I went to my kitchen table and sat down, and I prayed, "Okay, God, I disobeyed you. I recognized your spirit checked me about the statement that I was getting ready to make. But because I was in mid-sentence, I said it anyway. I was wrong. I repent now. I can't plead ignorance because I knew your spirit tried to stop me. I don't ask for justice because I am guilty. I did wrong, so I plead mercy. I have to speak at this important event this in the morning. I can't be sick. I must be there." "Okay, God." "Okay." God answered, "I will heal you. But on Sunday morning, you get up and repent to your congregation for what you said. If you don't, every flu symptom will come back on you at the end of the service." "You have a deal, Lord." I quickly agreed. "I will gladly do that." The moment I said that, the power of God struck me and every flu symptom was instantly gone. The next Sunday, I held up my end of the bargain. I repented to my congregation and the flu never came back on me. At the event that I was ministering, I gave a salvation call. When I was finished speaking, hundreds were born again. That's why the devil threatened me with sickness. He was trying to stop the great harvest of souls from coming in. But I was the one who had opened the door to him through saying something that wasn't born of love. I thank God that mercy met me, and because of it, I was healed. Thank God that his mercies are new every morning. Aren't you glad that we have 1 John 1:9? That when we miss it, when we're wrong, when we're out of the walk of love, we can repent and we can say, "God, forgive us. I plead mercy, Father. I was wrong and I shouldn't have said that, Father God. You said that when we confess our sins, Father, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And you put us back into right standing, Father. So I thank you. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you for your mercy and for your love when we repent, Father. And don't forget. Don't ever permit unforgiveness to be in your heart. Don't ever permit unforgiveness to be in your heart or offenses. One believer told the testimony of this young son who had a tumor. When they took him to the doctor was not very concerned about his condition and told him that it was just a very routine surgery to remove it. So they had removed the tumor. But to the doctor's surprise, the tumor grew back. So again, they had to surgically remove it. However, after a short time, the tumor grew back a third time. The father of the boy was troubled as to why the tumor kept growing back. He had prayed for his son, but this time he took a different approach in his praying. Instead of just praying for healing, he asked God if there was an open door to the devil. If there was, he wanted to get that door closed so that his son would be healed. As he prayed, God spoke to him, "You have never forgiven your own father." There had been some conflict in the past with his father, and since that time, he had carried unforgiveness for his father. When he realized where he had missed it, he asked for forgiveness and then forgave his father, letting his unforgiveness go. When he did, the tumor on his son disappeared and never came back. When we step out of love, not only does the open door to sickness on ourselves, when we step out of love, not only does that open the door to sickness on ourselves, but it can open the door on a loved one, on anyone or anything that is under our authority. Walking in love not only protects us from sickness, but it will protect our children, our home, our business, in every arena of our life. Love is a security system on our life. Love is the security system on our life that we must never compromise. Never, never must be compromised. When walking in faith and love, no intruder can gain entrance to us or anything under our authority. When walking in faith and love, no intruder can gain entrance to us or anything under our authority. Can I hear an amen? Amen. No way, no how. The enemy or sickness or disease or his imps will enter into our lives or to our home or to our lives, our marriages, our children. Amen. We thank God for the medical help that may be received when in need, but medical issues can continue if there is an open door to the devil through failure to walk in love. Let me read that again. We thank God for the medical help that may be received when in need, but medical issues can continue if there is an open door to the devil through failure to walk in love. Can I hear an amen? Love obeys. We are custodians of our body. God speaks to us or deals with us about making a change in how we are handling our bodies. He may deal with us about our diet, about getting proper rest, or about exercise. In his love for us, he is trying to help us and protect our health. Let me read that again. We are custodians of our body. God may speak to us or deal with us about making a change in how we are handling our bodies. He may deal with us about our diet, about getting proper rest or exercise. In his love for us, he is trying to help us and protect our health. In his love for us, he is trying to help us and protect our health. And don't we want to be healthy? Yes, we do. I can raise both hands and both feet. Healing is ours. A healed day, a whole day, is so good. Not sick days. We don't want sick days. We want healed days, that our bodies are healed from sickness and disease. Amen? We need to make sure that we are walking in obedience to anything that God has dealt with us to do. Obedience is a flow of our love towards God that will bless our own life. Obedience is a flow of our love towards God that will bless our own life. And that is the highest flow. Amen? Love is the highest flow that God wants us to flow in. We don't flow in the lower flow of the world. We flow in the highest flow, and that is the love of God that is in us, that's been shed abroad in our hearts. So we're always in a higher flow, and that's the flow of love. That's the greatest flow for our life, to keep us safe, protected, not sick, not having unforgiveness, not having loneliness, or not paying our bills, or not being protected. We want to stay in the greatest flow, and that is the flow of love and obedience to God. So I thank you, Lord, for this message, that even when we know that what we're saying is true about another person, if it's gossip, we don't do it. We don't say it. We don't say unlovely things. We just say lovely things. We say things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, lovely, and that are a good report. We don't say negative things about people. We just speak the love of God over them, Father God. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, that our bodies are healed when we repent. And I thank you, Father. I speak to everybody right now that is resisting symptoms in their bodies. We come against them. But first of all, Father, if there's anything in our lives, any unforgiveness, any anger, Father, any offense that we have against someone, we ask you to forgive us. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, Father, you are faithful and just to forgive us. And we forgive that one that offended us. We forgive that one that I have unforgiveness for. Anything out of the love walk or the love flow of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts is a sin. So we ask you, we plead mercy. Father, forgive us for saying things, unlovely things about people, Father, in the name of Jesus, or having unforgiveness for someone, or being offended, Father God, because someone's hurt our feelings or cut us off in the freeway or said a bad thing about us and was rude. We ask you to forgive us, Father, and we receive forgiveness now, and we cast down every vain imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and anything that the enemy brings into our thought life of what we did in the past, Father, is gone. You said, Father God, that all things are passed away. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And you have erased our sins as far as the east and the west, and you remember them no more. When we get thoughts, ideas, and suggestions about our past, it's not God bringing our past. It's the enemy. He wants to bring condemnation. He wants to bring shame. He wants to bring guilt. But in the name of Jesus, we are cleansed by the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Because the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us, and we're in the bubble from trouble, and we're in the canopy of God's love and protection. We thank you that we don't remember our past. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new day. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Another day of living in the light of your word, in your authority and power and ability. Thank you, Father, that we don't live in the past. We live in the present. We live for this day that you have made for us. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I submit myself to the will of God and obedience of the Lord, and I guard my words. And when they are contrary to what God's word says, I cast them down and I don't say it. I can think them, but when I release them, that's when they have the power to come against me and my family and my marriage and my body. So we close the door to every word that we have said that was ungodly, Father God, and against someone, and we plead mercy and we take forgiveness right now. In Jesus' name, we are cleansed by the blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. You are a gracious, merciful, great compassion. You have great compassion for your children. And all you want is to do us good, to do us good. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, can I hear an amen? Amen, amen. Well, here we go on March 8th, that's Sunday, but on Saturday, March 7th, we spring forward, we put our clocks 1 hour ahead. Boy, the time is going so fast, isn't it? So we just remind you, put your clocks Saturday night 1 hour ahead. And we just thank you for coming and hearing the word of God that will change our lives forever. We thank you so much. We love you. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your love. And we just call you blessed and highly favored. Wherever you go, you have the favor of God and man in your life. We call your bodies healed and made whole. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We love you. We praise the Lord for you coming every Wednesday to hear the word that will transform your life, and you will never be the same. In Jesus' name, have a good day, a blessed day. In Jesus' name, we love you. God bless you. And Brother Andrew will be with you next week, next Wednesday. We thank you so much. We love you. God bless you.